Hi, this is Dominic Carmona. I'm here today with Howard Ruck to conduct an interview for the Sturgeon History Project. It is October 12th of 2006, and we are in the town of Algoma. Okay, hi Howard. I just wanted to thank you for seeing us today and just wanted to ask you some basic background information on yourself before we get started. Where were you born?
In the town of Friendship.
Friendship, okay. And then what size family do you have? Is it?
There's four of us kids.
Four of us, okay. Then I guess what got you started Sturgeon fishing.
Well, my brother was in it, and he got me into it.
Okay, so this is like a family yep. thing here. So, and who taught your brother?
What?
And who taught your brother?
Well, his friends from the east side. We started on the east side of the lake.
Okay, and that would be Lake Winnebago?
Yes.
Okay, and then so how long have you been at this then?
Since the late 40s.
And then anything, you know, within that time, that's a pretty long time. Have you done it like every year since?
I've been doing it every year since.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about you have any like special, I'm sure you have a lot of stories that you would, if you care to tell me about anything unique, like for instance your biggest catch, and how big was that catch?
90
pounds, huh? And how long ago was that?
90.
Oh, 90. Oh.
No, not 90. 2000. I think
this is pretty recent.
I don't know, was that night fishing? Was you around or?
No. There was night fishing?
Yeah, I speared him that night.
Really? I just thought this was a daytime.
They did away with it right after that.
Oh, they did. They stopped doing the night spear. Okay, I thought it was just the daytime spear fishing.
At night, you use lights and really work nice.
Really? now, okay, this night fishing, where did you think that was had better results than the daytime fishing?
No, I don't think so.
No, but you said something about where I'm sure there were some benefits of fishing at night.
Well, I knew the spot where I was. I knew they fed there at night.
Okay,
and
so
I was right.
Okay, and then as far as how as far as knowing like where to go, do you have special spots? Or do spots rotate?
We have special spots, but you know we move. And the Sturgeon weren't always in the same spot. You had to move.
Okay.
Find them.
Okay. So, and I guess more with the actual activity itself, what sort of equipment do you need to do Sturgeon fishing?
You got to have a chainsaw to cut the hole.
Okay.
Really, you need a four-wheel drive to move around out there.
Mm-hmm.
And your spears. Gaff hooks.
Okay. The spears and gaff hooks. how did you go about getting these? People make them special for the tournament for these activities.
Yes, two of them were made specially for me.
And who made these?
Lachey, a friend of mine.
Okay.
He's dead now.
Okay. Did he make them for anybody else?
Not very many. That was his favorite one.
Okay. Now, who's this person in the photo with you?
Scott Ehrenberg.
And he is?
He's been fishing with me since he's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That was too heavy for me to hold up.
That's a big one. So he was 16. Why did he start?
He's older than 16 there.
Oh, yes, he is. But how did he get started fishing? Did you just take him out? Or?
Well, another friend of mine I speared was, he had kids and they were, and he came out with the kids and he was lucky right away.
He was.
Yeah.
He didn't have any problems.
Mm-hmm.
He got a catch. Okay. So other than this one, I'm interested in this big catch here. How long did it take to get him in?
I killed him when I hit him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right in the spot, huh?
Hit him in the spine, and he went right down the bottom later.
Now, other than the gaff, this was the night.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning.
5:30 in the morning. And this was on Lake Winnebago?
Yes.
And this was back in 1990?
2000.
Oh, 2000. So you're still at this. Are you going to continue spear fishing?
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You'll be out this year, going out?
Yeah.
So you said your brother had taught you how to do this, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys go out a lot, like every year?
Oh, yeah.
Then
he bought a tavern on the West Shore, and he really started fishing from out there.
And
years ago, there was no fishing off the West Shore.
And what tavern was this?
Tanks.
Okay. So it was just you and your brother that started doing this activity?
Yeah.
And just it grew from there and this?
Yeah, it grew fast.
Mm-hmm.
When it started going, it went fast.
Now, after you catch these fish, do you do anything with them?
Smoke them mostly.
You do that, and these, do you have any special recipes that you...
He does the smoking.
He does.
Yeah.
And then I'm interested in what kind of taste do they have?
I love them.
Is it an acquired taste?
Well, I know a lot of people don't like them, but I love them.
You love them smoked? And is there any other way?
I fry them too.
Okay. And then what about, so basically they're either smoked or fried?
Yes.
And exactly how many sturgeon fish have you actually caught?
I couldn't tell you. I know, I don't keep track.
A lot though, huh? You're pretty successful?
Lot of them, yeah. Over years, a lot of them. You got good times and you got bad times.
Right.
That's the last one I speared. Since then I don't see nothing.
Really? So this is 2000 and in the last 4 or 5 years you haven't
seen it. It's all on little on this since then, it's all.
Now, is this a male or female, or do you know?
It was a female.
Was it?
It had ripe eggs in it.
So after you catch it, what happens? What do you have to do with the fish after you catch it?
What do you have to do?
Yeah.
Well, you have to take it and register it first thing.
Okay.
And clean it up. We take it to a car wash and use it. Pressure washer, they're slimy, and that pressure washer takes the slime off and really does a good job of it.
So does everybody take their sturgeon to these car washes to clean them?
Yeah, usually him and a couple other guys. I haven't helped clean them for a few years.
Right.
I'm the old guy a bunch.
So I guess, what do you like best about this activity?
I like when the season is longer, a bunch of guys get together, you know. Togetherness with a bunch of guys, I think.
So it's a pretty important activity that goes on around here.
Yes.
Do you think the rest of the community is pretty it's pretty devoted to this activity?
I never heard anything about against it.
Is there anything else, Howard, that you would like to
Well, I'll tell you about the first one I speared.
Okay. Excellent.
In the late 40s, my nephew and I went out. We drove around the lake to come out from Calumetville. And just got in the shanty, and he was starting fire. And he was a poor fire starter. And I was standing there and looked, and there's a golf ball going through the hole. I said, oh, it's got to be a fish. I speared it. And what you call it? And he walked over the hole, and the fish rolled. He got off the spear. Had meat on three center tines and no fish. Oh, I was disgusted. I left about 2 hours and a half later. I come back and I didn't get out of the car. I could hear him holler, Howard, Howard, there's a log floating. And I was gone. And here he laid way over to the side. The first time I threw it, I didn't even reach him. I had to straddle a hole and throw hard as I could. And I got him. He was deadly in there.
So this was your first one?
Yeah, my first one.
And you were with who again? Your brother?
Nephew.
And this was at what part of the lake?
Calumetville.
Okay, now, I've read stories about the different, you know, seasons, you know, good and bad sturgeon fishing, and a lot of times I hear about the ice being, you know, it's melting away during the sturgeon season, and I've heard that trucks have actually fallen in, crack, you know, fell through the ice. Have you ever had any experiences or?
I've seen the cars drop in, but I never dropped one in. I go too fast.
And then, has anything seriously happened with the ice cracking or?
Well, I guess you drop a car in this experiment, you know.
Well, I guess I don't have anything else. If you want to add something else about your this activity and.
Well, not to think of it, but you know, when we first started, it was all handwork. Had to chop a hole in two corners of the hole, chopping through, then you use a handsaw. Sawing. They always asked me, was hard work sawing the hole? I said, I don't know, he was wore out when he got done chopping the holes.
And so this is, and then, oh yeah, the shanties. Do you have any? I mean, what are they, and exactly how are they used in the activity?
What?
The shanties?
Shanties?
Yeah.
You're all by this guy's. These are all our shanties.
Okay.